Good Monday morning. Pastor Tony here, Monday Minutes Podcast Teaching. Here we are again, another Monday morning conversation together. The point of these is to learn and to grow and experience some discipleship together on Monday morning. So how is your Monday going? Hopefully it's going good and you're not having the Monday blues. Hopefully you're blessed and excited and happy and all that good stuff. And then pray that you're blessed today, as always. Praying for you. And if you have prayer requests, you're always welcome to share those with me. I'm like anyone else. I can hear from the Lord and I can operate in discernment, but that doesn't mean you don't need to share with me if you need something from God. The last few weeks, we've been sharing some by request episodes. How did you enjoy those, right? First time ever that we've done that since we've began our podcast together. And those were sent in. So, you know, if you have a request, if you have a topic of request, always, you know, whether I'm your pastor or whether you listen to these and somebody else is your pastor, if you enjoy these podcasts, all you have to do is let me know what you want to hear about. So if you send in some requests, I will pray about it and look into it. So hope you enjoy those by request. Just wanted to mix things up a little bit. Wanting to change up the pace, right? Philippians 4:4, our Monday verse, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. So choose to rejoice today. And have a good day, and be blessed today. Walk in the favor of God. Say, you know what, when you get up in the morning, you ought to just say, good morning, God, I love you, and talk to God. One of the things you ought to just say to the Lord is, I'm going to walk in your favor today in Jesus' name. Everything I put my hand to is going to be blessed and favored in Jesus' name. So, always want to encourage you. Help us grow these podcasts, and you can do that by sharing the link and telling your Facebook or Instagram or whatever platform about it. If you enjoy it, help us share it. Share the link. You can also tell people to go to therefugenm.com, click on Pastor's Podcast, and that will link you to our discussions. And they're all there. And by the way, they're all free. You say, well, of course they're free. Well, you know what? Some folks charge you for a subscription. And I don't do that. Well, you say, well, that's because you're a local church pastor. Well, you know what? All kinds of pastors charge for their podcast. And that's because you only have a handful of listeners. Hey, if I had 5,000 followers, I still wouldn't charge. That's just the way I am. So anyway, share it if you like it, all right? Share it if you like it and let someone else know about it. We would love to see more people join into our discussions, all right? Let me ask you today, are you woke? Now, I didn't ask you if you're broke. If you're broke, go back and listen. Go back and listen to our teachings on giving and how to be blessed and all of that kind of thing. I asked if you're woke, W-O-K-E. Are you woke? Man, that has become a calling card here lately in our culture, has it not? Everywhere you look, you know, on social media, people are talking about being woke, on the news. I don't watch much of the news. Some of you do. Some of you don't. I don't want to hear all that negative garbage in my life. And people argue about that and have their different opinions. Well, we're all welcome to our opinions, but I don't want lied to. I don't want lied. Anyway. Political spinning and people's posturing and half-truths being told. And I'm not interested myself. But anyway, wokeism is a thing going on in our culture right now. Much talk in our culture about being woke. Much talk in our culture, especially with younger generation, and that's leading to a lot of pushback against culture. It's leading to a lot of pushback against standard beliefs. Excuse me. And we're also seeing a big pushback against the Word of God. So are you woke? Well, you know, most of you who follow me are going to say, no, I'm not woke. And but you say, Pastor, why talk about that? Well, you know, I want us to talk about it because I want us to be encouraged how to stand for our faith in this day and time, to be encouraged how to defend our faith. Do you know how to defend your faith? And also be encouraged to stand on truth. Some of you might be thinking, well, what in the world does it mean to be woke? What is wokeism? Well, you know, an actual definition of what it means to be woke is to be aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, such as racial or social justice issues. Well, that might be the actual definition of what it means to be woke. But really, more so, it's people in our culture that are taking a stand and actively challenging what they call injustices and fighting against hatred and discrimination wherever it lies. Now, you know what? If that is all it means to be woke, I would agree with it. If that is, I mean, I'm not discriminative. I'm not filled with hate. I agree that hatred and racism and discrimination should be challenged and go away. Yes, I mean, if you operate just on that innocent little title or that innocent little description and definition, then I think that most of us would agree with that. We'd say, well, I'm all woke. But in reality, that is not exactly just what it means. In reality, it is a liberal agenda in the modern day culture to challenge beliefs. Some of those beliefs do need to be challenged. I'll give that. But many of those do not need to be challenged. And one of the ways or areas that wokeism challenges is the Word of God. Now, it's one thing to be hatred, and it's one thing to be discriminative. It's another thing to say, I don't stand on what God says. I don't stand by the Word of God. So, let's talk about it. Wokeism, in and of itself, by definition, seems very innocent. It seems very pure-minded. It seems very praiseworthy, frankly. But in reality, beyond the definition, it really is a mantra. It really is a movement that is rising up in culture with liberalism underneath its wings to totally secularize our culture and take all things God away if it means that God says some things are wrong. Well, you know what? I'm not a hateful person and I'm not a discriminative person. But I will stand by the Word of God, and I will say that the Word of God teaches us that some things are wrong. So, you know, should we be woke? Well, you know, if you look at the actual definition of the word, I'm okay with it. But when you look at the actual practicality of what it represents, I would say that some of it in its roots are okay and even sometimes commendable. But a lot of it is actually a political mantra that is used to promote liberalism, to attack conservatism, and ultimately to attack the Word of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I stand by the Word of God. The Bible is my guide. The Bible is my source. The Bible is my moral code book. Here's the thing. Well, someone will say, I'm more subjective. I believe in thinking for yourself. I don't believe in an objective belief. Well, the problem with that is you're basing, now think about this, put your thinking cap on, all right? Someone follow me here on Monday morning. The problem with that is, if I'm subjective and I have that liberal wokeism as my guide, and I'm subjective in my thinking and I'm subjective in my morals, what that's saying is I'm deciding for myself what is wrong and right. Well, if I decide for myself what is wrong and right, that means that you decide for yourself what is wrong and right. And that means if you say something's wrong and I say something's right, then we can't agree and there is no objective moral ground. In other words, let me just say it like this. You may say murder is wrong in your subjective opinion, but I say murder is okay in my subjective opinion. And I'll say to you, who are you to tell me I'm wrong? And you can say who, you see what I'm saying? That's why we need an objective guide. And if we're going to have an objective guide, it ought to be what the God of the universe says. Somebody help me on Monday and say amen. I want to build your faith. Don't allow your friends and social media or family or whatever to make you feel like you're a discriminating, hateful bigot if you're not woke. So we've defined wokeism in its definition. But there's a difference between the definition of wokeism and the practical application, oftentimes, of what it means to be woke. You know, what it means to be woke is to say, you know, you decide for yourself what your gender is. Woke would say it's not wrong for two men to marry. Woke would say the Bible is discriminative. The Bible is narrow-minded. The Bible is this and the Bible is that. Now, I'm against racism. I'm against discrimination. I'm against hatred. And in that sense, I can applaud wokeism. But in the practical application of it, it goes way beyond those basic things, and it demands all issues to be questioned and changed if it does not meet their subjective opinion. So we're right back to subjectivism. And, you know, 47% of Americans still think the Bible is the inspired word of God, which means a little over 50% does not mean that. Hello, 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 brothers and sisters. Let's all wake up today. Come on with me, listener. Come on with me, church member. Wake up today. We live in a postmodern society. That means the society that we live in no longer believes in objective rules. We live in a society that questions every single belief and moral standard and every accepted belief in culture, and that means we live in a culture that now questions the authority and the authenticity of the Word of God. That's the cultural mindset that we live in today, and that's where we have given birth to woke. That's where woke has come from. It's stemming from a culture. I was talking to someone the other day, and I was talking about witnessing to people and saying, well, the Bible says this is wrong, or the Bible says, and people just argue now in this postmodern woke culture, and they just simply say, well, I disagree with the Bible. I tell my older brothers and sisters in the faith, older church members, listen, this is no longer the 1950s church world. If you're a Christian today, you're living in a culture that thinks you're wrong. I have a friend that's doing a Doctor of Ministry final project, and he's doing it on the new morality. And it isn't the same as to say a 21-year-old girl who believes in homosexual marriage, and she's married to another girl, and she supports abortion. And if you go to witness to her and say that, you know, her views are in error of what the Bible says, and the Bible says X, Y, and Z, she will often look at you in this woke culture and say to you, I am more moral than you are. Because my morality says I don't judge people. And my morality says free choice. And my morality says equal for all. See, that's the idea of woke culture. That's the idea of this postmodern world that we are living in. And I'm saying to us as Christians on Monday morning, I want to teach us all and encourage us all that we have to change our mindset, because we're no longer living in a Christian culture. We're living in a world where everything around us is the mission field. And most people today, or a ever-growing number of people today, don't look at the Bible and God as objective. They look at Bible and God as subjective. I wonder, do you go to the refuge? Do you view God subjectively? Do you have woke mentalities? Do you have the mentality, it's my body, my choice? You might. And you're welcome to have those views, and you're welcome to come. But I want to encourage you on Monday morning that that's not what the Bible teaches. And we need to come up out of woke mentality and follow what the Bible teaches and disregard what we think. Frankly, I don't care what I think. And I frankly don't care what you think. I care what the Bible says. And so what I'm trying to encourage us this morning is that we live in a subjective, postmodern, woke society, and we come representing an objective God. So how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, one way we do it is we reaffirm and recommit ourselves to standing by the Word of God. That's where it starts. Because we can't speak against wokeism or postmodernism if we don't believe the Word. If we don't treat the Word as our moral guide, if we don't treat the Word as the owner's manual of the objective God of the universe, that God is the one that says what wrong is and what right is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it starts with the belief and standing by the Word of God. It starts with the reaffirmation that I'm standing by the Word of God. Now, what is the Word of God? Well, I'm not going to make this a real basic talk here. Most of you are deeper than that. You wouldn't follow me on Monday morning and have these conversations if you weren't deeper than that. We know that the Word of God is the self-expression of God. It's God expressing God's self. And God saying that you wouldn't know about me if I didn't tell you about me. So let me tell you about me. Here's my book. Here's my guide. Here's my owner's manual. The Bible is the self-expression of God. 2 Peter 1:20 says that, he says, knowing this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not to us by the will of man, but by holy men as they spoke and were moved by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, gave us the Word through men as they wrote. The Bible, of course, is a book of books. We use the word canon. The word canon means measuring stick. So the books in the Bible are the ones that met the measuring stick. 66 books in the Bible written by over 40 different men over a time span of 1,500 years. The Bible is not just a nice religious code. It is a self-expression of God, and we must stand by it. I want to encourage you on Monday morning to reaffirm your stance by the Word of God. How do we share our faith in a woke culture? How do we stand firm in a woke culture? First, we recommit our affirmation and our stand by the objective Word of God. We lose our subjectiveness and we get our objectiveness back. And we stand by God. We stand by God's Word. We stand by the Word of God. Does that make sense? Somebody say amen. Let's talk about the Word for a few moments, shall we? 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. The Old Testament is the self-expression of God written thousands of years ago. And it's divided into three main sections, if you don't know this. The Pentateuch is the first five books of God. By the way, we commonly believe that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, but really no one knows. They are nameless, actually, technically nameless. We have the prophets in the Old Testament, the writings in the Old Testament, the books of wisdom. Of course, in the New Testament, we have the four Gospels. The first three are some synoptic, which means the same. We have the Gospel of John. We have the Pauline letters. We have the history book Acts. We have the Johannine letters, or the letters written by John. We have the Petrine letters, or the letters written by Peter. We have the Revelation of Jesus Christ. These are not just books. This is the objective God speaking to us through men. These men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they wrote through their own languages. Yes, the Bible is written in three major languages. It's written in Hebrew. It's written in Koine, or basic Greek, and Aramaic. Yes, men wrote the Bible. I hear that all the time. How often have you heard people say, well, now, you know, the Bible was written by men. Absolutely, the Bible was written by men. But the Bible was written by men as men wrote what God told them to write. And God has protected His Word. Do you know, and I don't have time for history, and you can go study this for yourself, but do you know that over all this time, a couple of thousand years, men have been trying to ban the Bible and burn the Bible and get rid of the Bible, but the Bible has stood the test of time because it's not just a book. It is the objective God. You say, Pastor, why do you keep saying this on Monday? Because I want to encourage you to stand against wokeism. And the only way to stand against wokeism, number one, is to reaffirm our commitment that the Bible is the objective Word of God, and what the Bible says matters, not what we think. Matters. So really, we have to go back to, if we're going to talk about wokeism, if we're going to talk about what it means to be woke and how to stand against wokeism and to make a difference in culture and talk, well, I stand against wokeism by not going to see Buzz Lightyear. Well, that's good. Take a stand. But it really isn't making a stand if we don't stand by the Word of God and get the Word of God in us and make the decision. And I know maybe I'm convicting you. Maybe it's Monday morning and you're getting mad at Pastor. Come on, don't get mad at Pastor today. Get glad. Don't get mad, get glad. I mean, maybe I'm convicting you because you believe in some of these woke philosophies. Well, I want to challenge you today. If you believe in some of these woke philosophies, where is it at in your Bible? How can you back it up in your Bible? Well, it's just what I think. There we go. Wokeism has gotten into your thinking. Oh, don't get mad at Pastor. Come on, I'm just teaching. We're just talking. It's Monday morning. Sip some coffee. Hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah somewhere. You say, well, I just don't know if I believe that, Pastor. I mean, come on now. It is my body, my choice. Well, no, it is your body, but that baby is not your body. It's his or her body, and they have a choice. Come on now, let's think. Sometimes that wokeism gets into our thinking. And I'm calling us out this Monday morning to deprogram the wokeism and stand against it. How do we do that? We reaffirm our stand on the Word of God. If the Bible was just a fairy tale, don't you think over those 66 books and 40 different authors and 1,500 years, don't you think that there'd be riddled with all kinds of problems and contradictions and things that didn't make sense? The Bible is the objective revelation of God. It is the Word of God. And we need to get back to the basic belief, and I believe what the book says. I don't get my morals from Facebook. I get my morals from the book. I get my morals from the Word of God. I'm standing on the Word of God. I use this before, but I stand on it. It's a Latin phrase taught in theology, sola scriptura. I stand on it. It means the Word alone. The Word alone is my guide. The Word alone is my morality. The Word alone is my instruction for life. So let's get back to the book, shall we? Come on, amen. The Bible was written by men, yes, and yes, those men wrote in three different languages in the Bible, Koine, basic Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic, yes. And yes, they wrote in their own styles and their own languages and their own frames of speech. They wrote as they would talk. So Peter's writings are different from Paul's writings in terms of tone and nature and phraseology and rhetorical devices and all of that, yes, because they wrote in their own language and their own style, using their own experiences. The first translation of the Bible, by the way, was written into Latin. And since then, it's been fully translated 683 different languages. If you count partial translations, the Bible has been translated 3,350 different languages. Well, that's a lot of nice facts about the Bible. Here's what's even more important about the Bible. This is even more important about the Bible than a bunch of facts about the Bible. And the reason why I give some facts about the Bible is to lay a foundation of what the Bible is and to encourage us to get back to the book. If you don't remember anything else I've said this morning, remember this. Get back to the book. Let's not go woke. Let's go back. Hallelujah. Let's not go woke. Let's go back to the book. Again, I'm with you, some of us. I mean, wokeism is okay in some areas, yes. Wokeism is okay in some perspectives, yes. But I'm not going to believe everything wokeism says. I'm really going to believe what the Word says. And if you're going to stand against wokeism, my friends, you have to get back to the book. So let's get back to the book. That's what we're talking about. And let's remember that it is 100% inspired by God. Next week, I want to get into a deeper teaching of what it means to be inspired. But 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture, someone say all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration in the Greek means divinely breathed. So we believe that all Scripture is divinely breathed by God. It is the Word of God. It is the message of God. And that's what we must stand by. So let's wrap this up today. We'll get deeper next week. Brand new topic. Are you woke or are you going back to the book? All right, have a great day. Get out there, witness to someone. Stand by the book. Amen. Stand by the book. Help us share these podcasts. Let's build each other up. TheRefugeNM.com. You can share the podcast. Thank you and have a great day. And don't go woke. Go back to the book.